Jesus came so that man might be brought into a right relationship with God.
Jesus, he gives them what kind of meaning that the message, the decision to do the philosophy, has to let you put these things out through the whole time.
All religions teach of a God of whom we have to be afraid of. And so in the real religion, people are afraid of God.
Тэгээд бүх төр шашин болохгүй болох юм гэж байна. Тэндээс тэрүүгээр хүмүүс ярьдаг.
And that's why they give gifts to God to please Him.
Тийм учраас тэр одоо шүтгэрэн хүмүүс
In some religions, they even kill little children in order to please God. And some religions, they travel long distances to some pilgrimage to a holy place to please God.
Зарим шашин болохоор тэр өөрснөө хандар шүтж байгаа бурхныг ойлгох нь маш удаан хугацааны аялал бий.
And so their idea of God. He's like a policeman who is there to catch them for what they did wrong.
Тэгээд тэр шалтгаан шийдэж байгаа тэр үүднээ бурхан гэж хэлж байгаа юм байна. Тэгэхээр тэр тагтаас үүд.
So, if you think of God like a policeman who has come to catch you because you did something wrong, that is not Christianity.
Тэгэхээр үүгээр ертөнцөд ямар нэгэн оо тийм тагтагч юм уу? Тэр үүгээр шашны бурхан шиг авч үзэх юм бол тэр бол
Then you've got a false Christianity.
No,
a lot of Christians are afraid of God. They're afraid of a policeman. And Jesus came to show that God is not a policeman, but a father. So that was a completely new thing that people in the world heard, that God is a father. So the most important thing for us is to know God as a father. To know that God loves you even when you did something wrong. He does not love the wrong thing you did. But he loves you. It's like if your child is very sick. How do you look at your child? You love your child, but you hate the sickness. That is how God looks at you. Every sin in your life is like a sickness. If you're angry, that's a sickness. If you're jealous of somebody, that is a sickness. If you are immoral or impure in your life, that is another sickness. And if you fight and quarrel over money or property, that's a sickness. Anything which is contrary to the nature of Jesus Christ is sin. We see many things in our life which are not like the nature of Jesus Christ. And we must hate all those things because we must see them as something destroying our life. Supposing your child has got 10 sicknesses. You take the child to a doctor. And how many sicknesses do you want the child to be healed from?
Тэр өвчнөсөн та чи хүүхдийн өвчнөс хэдийг нэмжлэх хэрэгтэй?
All 10.
Бүх 10-ыг нэмжлэх хэрэгтэй.
You're not happy if only the 9 of the sicknesses are gone.
Хэрвээ чи 9-ийг нэмжлүүлээд нэг үдчийн бол чи дуртай байх.
Even if one sickness is remaining in your child, you'll go back to the doctor and say, please heal this one also.
Тэр нэг өвчнөсөн өвчний хэрэгтэй эмчэд авчиад энэ нэг үдчлээ, нэг эмчлээ гэж хэлэх юм.
Now we know that there's a very deadly disease called cancer. But cancer is something inside. You can't see on the outside whether a person has got it. Outside he may look very healthy. But inside his stomach may be eaten with cancer.
And
a lot of uneducated village people, they don't realize how serious cancer is. So if you tell some uneducated village person you got cancer, it doesn't disturb you.
Ямар нэгэн боловсрол байхгүй тийм тосны хөдөөний нэг хин нэгэнд одоо тэр аюултай өвчтэй байна гэвэл тэр нэг тоохгүй байж магадгүй.
If you tell an educated person you got cancer, he's really worried.
Яг тэр хорт хавдрыг мэддэг хин нэгэн чи энэ ийм өвчтэй байна гэх юм бол.
Because he knows cancer is a very serious sickness.
Яг тэр энэ өвч маш аюултай гэдгийг мэддэг учраас.
In the same way.
Яг үнтэй адилаар.
Sin is like that.
Гин буруу гэдэг яг үнтэй.
But if you don't realize the seriousness of sin, you won't think it's just something to get rid of.
Тэгээд энэ гин бурууг яг ингэж маш юм болгоомжтой тийм энэ маш хүн зүйл гэж авч үзэхгүй бол энэ маш аюултай.
God wants to give us a nature which is the nature of Jesus Christ.
Үнсээсэн бидэнд яг Иесусийн тэр байсан цансарт хон өгөхийг хүсэж
байна. What is the difference between our human nature which we got from Adam and the nature of Jesus Christ?
Тэгээд энэ Адамаас авсан хүний цансарт хон Иесусийн цансарт хон хоёрын ялгаа нь юу?
Let me tell you one big difference.
You
see, Hebrews, book of Hebrews in chapter 1,
verse 14,
Hebrews chapter 1 and verse
9,
it says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness, therefore God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions.
So,
just read that first sentence. That sentence which says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness.
Jesus
loved what was right and he hated sin.
So if
you get the nature of Jesus, what will happen in you? What will you love?
It's
written there. You love righteousness. What will you hate?
You
hate sin. Jesus has a nature that loves to be holy and hates sin. And if I get that nature, I will also love holiness and hate sin. Now, the human nature which you got from Adam is the opposite of that. What is the opposite of that? We love sin and hate righteousness. So, in this one verse, we see human nature and divine nature. This is the nature of Jesus. He hated the sin. Now you cannot give up sin in your life if you don't hate it.
김 보러 왔기 붙은 약속 어디네 살쳐.
Supposing your child has got a serious sickness.
혹시 이게 아무리가 이제 없지대 없다 그죠.
And you don't hate that sickness.
그 없지니가 안 팔다. 제니 붙은 약속.
What will happen?
You.
You'll say it's okay.
인 두고래 그 붙은 약속 어디 올까.
We see so many children who are sick.
인데 진도 어떤 없지대 없대 하소.
And if the mother cares for that child, the mother will take it to one doctor, to one hospital, to heal that
sickness. But
if you don't see that sickness as a serious thing, then that sickness will remain. Now, do you want any sickness to remain in your children?
No.
In the same way, God is our Father. He doesn't want any sin to remain in any of us.
Why
does God tell us to give up sin?
Because
it is destroying us.
Just
like sickness will destroy our body,
sin
destroys our soul. If a thorn gets into your hand, you won't leave it there, you'll pull it out. Will you leave it there even for 5 minutes?
No.
Why do we allow sin to remain for 5 minutes or 5 hours or 5 days or 5 years? Because we know this thorn is harming me. But you don't see that sin is harming me. So the devil tries to blind your eyes so that you don't see that sin is harming
you.
You know, God has given us something called a conscience, which animals don't have.
And
that conscience tells us when we are doing something wrong.
And
whenever your conscience tells you you've done something wrong,
if you
don't give it up,
that
will destroy
you.
So God is trying to bring us to the place where we hate
sin. But
God won't force you
to do that. He
waits for you to choose yourself whether you want to give it up or
not.
So if you don't want to give it up, He won't force you. But if you hate it, then you'll want to give it up yourself. So do you know what was the first message that Jesus
preached?
The very first message that Jesus
preached.
In Mark's Gospel, chapter 1.
And
verse
14 and 15.
Here it says that Jesus came to Galilee and preaching the gospel of God after John was taken to custody and said, the time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
So, what
did he preach? Repent.
That
is the first message he preached. Repent.
Энэд хамгийн түрүүнд заасан сургаал.
Repent means give up sin, turn from sin.
Гэмиш means гэмиш гэдэг нь одоо гэм нүглээ гэмээ бүрэн хаяа тэгэл эндээс эрг.
This is a very important word for us to understand.
Энэ бол бидний ойлгохсоо хамгийн чухал зүйл.
Repent. Many people don't understand.
Гэмиш гэдэг бол хамгийн чухал зүйл.
See, when we are born into this world as little children.
Бид нэр одоо энэ дэлхийд ингэж хүүхэд ингэж
our faces towards sin and the world and the devil.
А тэгээд төрсэн цагаасаа эхлээд бид нэр бүхэл энэ дэлхийн зүйл зэрэгсээ таардаг.
And our back is to God.
Бидний ах тал бол тэр ертөнцийн эзэн юм.
And we love to sin.
А тэгээд бид төрсэн цагаасаа
эхлээд we love this world.
Энэ дэлхийд байгаа зүйлсэд шохоод
гэм бий. We obey the devil.
А тэгээд адгийн ёрын сүнсийг дагаж
God is behind us.
Үсэнцээс үргэлж бид нэр авдаг.
To repent means to turn around.
Тэгээд гэмш гэдэг нь яг энэ урагшаа явж байгаа тэр зүгөө өөрчлөө. Ард байгаа тэр үсэнцээс зүгөө эргэж.
Now my back is to sin.
Эснэр одоо гэм бидний ард үйлдэл.
My back is to the world.
Тэгээд миний ард талд одоо
тэр үсэнцээс. My back is to the devil.
Адгийн моё юм сүнс.
Now I'm facing God.
А тэгээд би одоо шинээр ертөнцийн эзэнтэй харч байна.
That means I want to give up my old life completely.
А ингэснээр бид нэр хуучин амьдралдаа тэр чигээр нь орох гэж байна.
That's what Jesus preached.
Энэ бол Иесусийн хамгийн их
change your mind about sin.
А тэгээд энэ бид нар өөртөө дотроо байгаа бүх тэр
You must have a different mind towards sin now.
Тэр бодол бол хүн
What is that different mind?
Өөр өөр бодол, өөр өөр санаа гэдэг.
Once you love to sin, now you hate sin.
Тэр өдөртөө урд нь чи гин нүглээ эдэрч тэрнд дурж байсан бол одоо чи тэрийг үгүй яддаг боллоо гэсэн.
You know why we sin?
Яагаад бид нар гин хийдэг юм бэ мэдэхгүй юм.
Because we love to sin.
Яагаад бид үүнд дурлдаг учраас дуртай.
Supposing I tell you, lick the floor.
Жишээ хийм бол ингээд тэгээ шатан дээр
үзьёта. Lick it with your tongue.
А шатыг ингээд хилээрээ долоо гэж бодъё.
Will you do it?
Энийг хийх үү ингээд?
Why? Because you don't like it.
Яагаад гэвэл энэ дургуй учраас хийхгүй юм зэрэг.
But when the devil tells you to sin, why do you do it?
Тэгээд яа адгийн моёрын сүнс муу зүйл хийдэг гэдэг яа.
He tells you to get angry, you get angry.
Тэгээд уурлах дээр чи уурлах.
He tells you to do something wrong, you do something wrong.
Яг нэг буруу зүйл хийж лээ.
If you hated it, like you hate licking the floor, you'd never do it.
Яг ингээд шал долоох энэ бохиргээ сэжиглэдэг шигэ тийм бол адгийн морын сэнсний хэлж байгаа зүйлээ сэжиглэх юм бол амар хэдэж.
But if somebody tells you to lick some ice cream, that you like to do.
Хэрэв нэг нь одоо мөхөөс долоох юм бол бүгд дуртай.
So how is sin? Is sin like ice cream or is sin like some dirty floor?
Кем бидний бохир шат шиг юм уу эсвэл мөхөл шиг юм уу?
It depends on whether how we look at sin.
Энэ бол тэр бид нари тэр гимиг яаж харж ин гэдгээс.
Whenever you are tempted to sin.
Тэгээд гим хийхээр тэр
өөрөөсөө
асуу.
What is this? Is it an ice cream or is it something dirty?
Тэр бид нари энэ бол яг юм зарим муухай зүйл гэж үзэхгүй эсвэл мөхөл шиг гэж.
If it's dirty, you say I don't want it.
Тэр муха зүйл гэж үсэх юм бол энийг офисгүй.
That is to hate sin.
Ингэж бид гэмийг үсэн яд хэрэгтэй.
What about all the sins that we have committed in our past life?
Бид нэр өнгөрсөн амьдралдаа хийсэн гэм нүглийг юу гэж байна?
See, we have done so many wrong things in our past life.
Бид нэр өнгөрсөн амьдралдаа маш олон буруу зүйл хийсэн байх.
We cannot remember all of them.
Би бүгд багтруу бүгдийн нэгдэн санах чадахгүй.
There are so many thousands and hundreds of thousands of sins we have committed.
Хэдэн мянган, хэдэн арван мянган тийм гэм буруу бид нар хийсэн гэдэг юм.
But we come to God and we ask him to forgive us.
Тэгээд бид нар ертөнцийн эзэн дээр уурчлах үед
He said, Lord, I did so many wrong things in my life.
Би амьдралдаа маш олон буруу зүйл хийсэн.
I want to give them all up.
Би одоо тэднийг бүгдийг нь хаймаар байна гэж хэлдэг ертөнцийн эзэн.
So I'm sorry for all that I've done.
Тэгээд ертөнцийн эзнес бид 이 벌어진 비즈니스 어찌가 곧
Because I did so many things against you.
얘가 되게 비슷했니? 마치 어떤 벌어진 비즈니스?
And he forgives us.
비즈니스 그를 믿느라고 어찌가?
But then there are some sins which we commit not only against God but against our fellow human beings also.
그때 자름 김보로, 그때 김보로는 어떻게 했는지 있으니 이스라엘들도 약간
There are two types of sins.
In 허리암생 김김은.
One is a sin against God only.
니김은 어떻게 했는지 있으니 이스라엘.
The other is a sin against man also.
아 누가 김은 어떻게 고무신 이스라엘 오스네 하스르키 있잖아.
So. For example, if I have a bad thought in my mind, my bad thought does not harm any of you. So that's a sin against God only. But if I come and slap you, that's a sin against God and against you. Or if I steal your money, that's a sin against God and against you. So, supposing I have done some wrong things in my life against God, then I only have to confess to God. But supposing in my past life I stole some money from you, then I need to do two things. I need to confess it to God. And I have to come and return that money to you. If I don't return that money to you, that proves I have not repented. And then God will not listen to me. God will not accept me. Let me show you a verse in Matthew chapter 5. Jesus was saying that in the Old Testament, they were told, verse 21, don't commit murder. And if you commit murder, you have to go to the courts. But Jesus said, I am raising the standard higher.
예수스 юу хийсэн бэ гэхээр энэ стандартаас би илүү өндөр шаардлагатай гэж байна. Энэ шаардлагаас илүү өндөр.
Jesus, my standard is this.
А миний шаардлага бол энэ гэж хэлсэн.
If you are angry with your brother, you have to go to the court.
Тэгээ тэр шаардлага нь юу гэсэн тэр хин нэг итгэжтэй гэж муудалцсан.
Now, see, Old Testament was only if you kill, you go to the court.
Хуучин гэрээнд юу хийсэн гэхээр хин нэг алах юм бол шийдэгдэв.
But Jesus said, that if you get angry with your brother, you have to go to the court. So, Jesus' standard is higher than the Old Testament standard. Now, supposing you are angry with your brother. And verse 22 it says you go and call him an empty head and then you again go and call him a fool. Verse
22.
That means you go to your brother, it says then, you go to your brother and say, Raka, you're an empty head. And then further it says, you again go to your brother and you call him a fool. That's all verse 22. Just read the whole verse
22.
So, supposing you have gone and called your brother a fool, like it says here.
Тийм учраас та нар ертөнцөд хийсний хүндэтгэн өргөл өрхөөс өөрийнхөө гомдлосноо санаж
байна. And then after that you come to the altar verse 23 to pray to God.
Тэгээд эхлээд тэр хүмүүс тэр буруу хийсэн хүнтэйгээ эвдэрчгээ тэгээд ертөнцөө
хийсэн. You come to give an offering to God.
Тэгээд энэ яг ертөнцөө хийсэн ингээ өргөл өгье гэж байна.
What does it say there?
Энд юу гэж хэлсэн бэ?
When you come to the altar, verse 23, you remember that your brother has got something against you.
Тийм учраас та нар ертөнцөө хийсэн хүнтэй өргөл өгөхөөс өмнө өөрийнхөө хондоосноо санал өөрөөр хэлсэн.
What should you do?
Тэгтэр бид нар юу хийх вэ?
Verse 24.
24-т хэлсэн.
Leave your offering there.
Тэгээд нөгөө төрөлөө тэнд
don't pray to God. Prayer is an offering to God.
Тэр энэ өргөл гэдэг юу гэж ойлгох
вэ? Don't pray.
Эзэнтэй ярих гэж ойлгож байна.
Why did he say don't pray?
Эртнийсээ эзэнтэй ярихгүй хүлээ гэж.
Because he said God will not listen to your prayer.
Яагаад ингэ хэвчээ өөрөөр эртнийсээ эзэн
Why God will not listen to you?
Яагаад сонсохгүй гэхтэй?
Because you called your brother a fool.
Я тэр хин нэг итгэж аха нэг ахыг тэнэг гэж.
What should you do?
Тэр юу хийх ёстой
вэ? You must first go to your brother.
Тэр эхлээд тэр муулсан.
Verse 24.
Энэ 24-т.
Second part of that it says first be reconciled to your brother, then come back to God and present your offer.
Тэр юу хийх вэ? Тэр муулсан тэгээ эхлээд заавал хийгээд тэгээ дараа нь хэсэг хийсэн дээр л.
So what should we do first?
Тэгээд бид нар тэр юу хийх ёстой вэ?
Go to your brother.
Go
to your sister
and
say, I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you.
Go to
your husband.
Go to
your wife.
Yeah,
I'm sorry for the way I spoke to you.
Please
forgive me.
Then
you can come to God.
Now
a lot of people try to come to God without asking forgiveness from their brother and sister.
Олон хүмүүс энэ ертөнцийн эзэн дээр шууд ирдэг тэр нөгөө муудсан үнтиг хүн дээрээ эхлээд очиж ивлэрхгүйгээр шууд ертөнцийн эзэн.
Will God accept you?
Ертөнцийн эзэн энэ уурлах уу?
Yes or no? Will he accept you if you don't ask forgiveness from your brother or sister?
Уурлах уу? Уурлах уу? No.
No, he will not accept you.
Тэр үнийг зөвшөөрөхгүй.
So please remember that.
Үнийг санаж байх хэрэгтэй.
That when you have committed a sin against another person, to repent means you go and ask forgiveness from that person.
Тэгэхин нэг буруу зүйл хийчих гэсэн үг дэмших гэдэг нь тэр хүн дээр очиод тэр хүнээс уучлалт гуйх хэлж байгаа.
You see Luke's gospel chapter next. The gospel is the gospel of Luke.
Luke
chapter 19.
19-р бүлэг.
Luke's gospel chapter 19.
Луки 19-р бүлэг. Luke 19.
Luke 19.
That's
the next one after Mark. Chapter
19.
There you read about a rich man called Zacchaeus in verse 2
who
wanted to see Jesus. Chapter 19, verse 2. He was a rich man,
Zacchaeus.
And he wanted to see Jesus.
Тэр ингээд Иесусыг хахыг хүсэж байсан.
And Jesus, he was sitting on a tree and Jesus said, I can see you, come down from there.
Тэр модон дээр сууж байгааг Иесус харчихад би ч юм харж байгаа буугаад ирэв гэж хэлсэн.
He's coming to your house.
Би танаа гэрд очно гэж хэлсэн.
Now, he was a rich man who had made a lot of money by telling lies and cheating other people.
Тэр бол маш баян хүн байсан. Тэр бүх мөнгөө бусд хүмүүсийг залилахаар олсон.
Тийм маш буруу зүйл хийсэн. Everybody in the town knew that this man made his money in wrong ways.
Тэр тосгоны бүх хүмүүс тэр захчийг уруу замаар мөнгө
олсон.
Маш олон буруу замаар тэр мөнгө олж ирсэн.
And people were surprised. How was this Jesus, the holy man, verse 7, going to be the guest of a man who's a sinner?
Тэгээд Иесус хорон санаатай гэмт хүний гэрт очих нь хэмээ хүмүүс хэлцэж байсан юм.
So when Jesus went to his house,
Иисус тэдний гэрт очиход
It says in verse 8 Zacchaeus stopped and
said Иисусийн өмнө очиод их эзэн минь одоо би төрмөнийх тэн хасыг хоосон ядуу хүмүүстэй өгнө.
Zacchaeus stopped.
Тэн захчийг яг зогссон байна.
He as soon as Jesus came outside the door of his house he said please stop.
Тэгээд яг ингээд Иисус яг захчийн гэрийн ингээд босгон дээр ирэхэд захчийг
said don't come inside this house.
Because
I have bought this house with in a wrong way.
Yeah, it will be in bashing people. Бурал замаар
орсон юм.
Би хутлаа хийсэн.
I cheated many people.
Би олон хүнийг зайлсан.
And I bought this house.
Тэгээд энэ байшин авсан юм аа гэж хэлсэн.
So please forgive me. I want to return all that money which I took wrongfully back to those people.
Иесус эс нэг уучлаачээ би одоо энэ худлаа хийж хүмүүсийг хуурч авсан бүх мөнгөө буцааж хүмүүст
өгөөч. So he has cheated many people.
Тэр маш олон хүнийг.
Because he was a tax collector cheating people of money.
Тэр татвар хураач байсан учраас маш олон хүнийг.
He said all the people from whom I took money I'm going to give it back four times.
Тэгээд тэр юу гэж хэлсэн гэхээр би энэ сэлж авсан тэр хүмүүсээс авсан мөнгөө
Why did he say that? Because he was going to pay back all the interest for so many years. So he said, for four times the money I took, I'll give back. So then there were so many people he had cheated, he did not know what their address
was.
So he said, those people, what to do about their money? I don't know their address. So he said, I will give all that money to the poor people. I can't keep
it.
Because that is not my money. That is money that I cheated from other people and took wrongly.
Тэр бол миний мөнгө биш, би тэр зайл хүмүүсийг зайлах замаар олж ирсэн буруу мөнгө байсан.
And as soon as he said that and took that decision,
тэр чийдрийг гаргамгц.
Jesus said in verse 9,
Испер бүгд Иесус ингэж хэлсэн.
Today salvation has come to this house.
Өнөөдөр энэ гэрт аврал ирсэ гэж Иесус хэлсэн.
So when did Jesus say salvation came to that house? He said salvation came to the house only when he decided to give his money back.
Jesus said the мөнгө бүгдийг буцааж өгнө гэсэн тэр үед л яг энэ үгийг хэлэв, энэ аврагдлаа гэж хэлсэн.
If he had not given that money back,
хэрвээ тэр мөнгийг буцааж өгөөгүй байсан бол
Jesus would not have said salvation has come.
Иесус хэлж тэмүүхий тэр аврагдлаа гэж хэлэхгүйсэн.
So at what point did he say that salvation had come?
Тэгээд яг ямар үед аврал ирлээ гэж хэлсэн юм?
Only when he decided to give the money back to all those people.
Зөвхөн тэр мөнгийг буцааж өгнө гэж шийдсэн тэр үед л аврал ирлээ гэж хэлсэн.
So that is what I said earlier. If you have cheated somebody, you can't go to God. He cannot forgive you till you give back that money. So that is part of repentance. And it says in verse 10 that Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost.
Тэгээд энд 10 дугаарт юу гэж хэлсэн? Иесус 10 дугаарт юу хэлсэн гэхдээ би ертөнцийн эзний илгээсэн хар санаатай гэмт хүмүүст би хайртай байж мөнхийн шидэлтээс аврахын тулд энэ дэлхийд ирсэн гэж хэлсэн.
So Zacchaeus was lost.
Зарчи бол тэр төрсэн бол.
Why was he lost?
Яа тэр төрч алдагдсан.
Because he had cheated so many people.
Яа тэр тэр олон хүнийг зайлсан.
But Jesus came to save such people.
Гэтэ Иесус яг тийм хүмүүсийг авах гэж ирсэн.
But he could not save Zacchaeus. Till Zacchaeus repented.
Гэтэ тэр зарчиг яг гимшлээ ухаарч гимшлээ тэр яг тэр
Till he said, Lord, I will settle all the wrong things in my past life.
Хисэн бүх тэр буруу зүйлээ эргүүлэн төлөлт тэр бол уучлалыг
авсан. So all of you need to ask yourself whether you have cheated anybody in your past life.
Оо тэгээд одоо бид юу хийх ёстой вэ тэр өнгөрсөн амьдралаа хараад бид хэн нэгэн буруу зүйл хийсэн хэн нэгэн
Have you borrowed any money that you did not return?
Ямар нэгэн мөнгө одоо ингэ бусдаас зээлээ буцааж өгөөгүй ч байх юм уу тийм тийм ч.
Or have you borrowed anything in your house which should belongs to somebody else? You should give it back.
А тэгээд энэ гэртээ ч юм уу ямар нэг зүйл хүмүүсээс авч хаад буцааж төлөөгүй тийм зүйл ч байх уу?
Have you spoken angrily to somebody?
Эсвэл хин нэгэн лөө ууртаагаар ярьсан ч байх юм уу?
Go and ask his forgiveness.
А тийм байм даа хүмүүс яваад
You know, if you don't settle these things in the beginning of your life, it's like a house with a bad foundation. Repentance is a foundation. See Hebrews and chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 6. And verse 1. It says here, let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and press on to perfection, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and faith toward God. So here it says repentance is part of the foundation. You know, this building's got a foundation. And because of that foundation, this building is strong. If the foundation was not strong, this building will fall down. In the same way, if your repentance is not proper in the beginning of your life, one day your Christian life will collapse.
So,
repentance, turning from sin, is a very, very important thing in our life. And if you are harmed, our brother, to go and ask his forgiveness. Even if you have spoken one word against another person angrily, you must ask that person's forgiveness. If you have taken money wrongfully, you must return it. If you have told a lie, got something, you must set it right. So if you're not willing to do that, and you say, I believe in Jesus, you don't have a proper foundation. Some preacher may tell you that you've got salvation. But Jesus will not tell you that you've got salvation. You cannot get salvation till you turn from your sin. And part of that is to settle things with all other human
beings.
Supposing you cheated a shopkeeper 10 years ago in your village. And the shopkeeper does not know that you cheated him. Now, you must take that money back to that shopkeeper
and say,
I stole something from here 10 years ago, but now I'm a Christian, I'm a child of God, and so God has told me to return this money. Please forgive me. That is a good testimony. How many people steal from shops and will go back like that 10 years later and give the money?
No.
The worldly people, nobody do it. Nobody does it. But even among Christians, very few people do it.
So,
remember the story of Zacchaeus. How he returned for all the years he stole from different people. He returned it all back.
And
as soon as he said that, Jesus said, salvation has come. So, repentance is a very, 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 very important part of the foundation. And the second part of that foundation,
you
read in Hebrews 6:1, is faith. Faith in God. And that is what all the apostles preached. Repentance toward God and faith in Lord Jesus Christ.
Гимэс гимшлээ бас гимээ бүрэн хаяа тэгээд ертөнцөө эзэн лөө бүрэн итгэхийг бүх сургаалаа.
See Hebrews 6 verse 1.
Сургаагийн нэгийг хаа.
Repentance toward repentance from dead works and faith toward God. Hebrews 6 verse 1. These are two things in the foundation mentioned here.
Айл нь сургаагийн нэг хоёр зүйл заагдсан гэх юм.
So faith means I come simply trusting that Jesus can save me.
Okay, итгэл гэж юу вэ? Тэгэхээр зүгээр л яг ертөнцийн эзэнд итгэхээр ертөнцийн эзэн намайг аварч чадна гэдэг.
Now I want to show you something about faith in Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8, 9 and 10. Now you must read this very slowly and very carefully. Ephesians chapter 2 verses
9
to 10. It says here, by grace you have been saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, that no one should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, that God has prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. 8 to 10.
Та нар Иесус Христосд итгэсэн учраас энэ авралыг хүлээн авч чадсан. Гэвч энэ бол та нарын хийсэн ажлын үр дүн биш бөгөөд зөвхөн ертөнцийн эзний өгсөн бэлэг билээ. Хожим хэнд ч сайх боломж өгөхгүй тул энэ авралыг ертөнцийн эзэн биднээр буян бүтээлх замаар олгосонгүй.
So there are very important verses.
You know, маш чухал.
How are you saved?
Яаж чи аврагдсан бэ?
Please read there. You must get the answer from the Bible.
In this and shall be this.
How are you saved?
Яаж авралаасаа?
By grace through faith.
Ертөнцийн эзний хүчээр итгэлээр аврагдсан.
There are two things here.
Энэ хоёр зүйл байна.
God's grace and your faith.
Ертөнцийн эзний хүчээр ертөнцийн эзний хүч ха тэгээд өөр чинь итгэл.
What is it saying here?
Энд юу гэж хэлсэн бэ?
God's grace.
Ертөнцийн эзний хүч.
And your faith.
Чиний итгэл.
What is God's grace? God's grace is like God stretching out His hand and giving us all His blessings. Forgiveness of sins, victory over sin, His nature, physical blessings, spiritual blessings, God is giving us.
Энэ бүгдийг ертөнцөөс бидэнд өгч
байна. That is grace.
Энэ бол ертөнцөөс нэг өгч байгаа. Тэр грэс гэж хэлж байгаа.
But supposing I offer this Bible to you. Really free.
Гэ энэ Библийг би чамд ингэж зөвөр өгч чинь гэж
байна. And I'm stretching out my hand to you saying please take it, this is a gift.
Би ингэж гартаа өрөө чамааг энийг аваач гэж байна.
But if you don't stretch out your hand and take it from me, you don't get it.
Гэрөө чи гараа сунгаад миний гараас энэ Библийг авахгүй бол чи энийг Библийг авч чадахгүй.
Supposing I keep on offering this Bible to this brother.
Хэрвээ би ингээд энэ библийг энэ
энийг
аав гэдэг ингээд бариад
байх. Please take it.
Энийг аав гэдэг. Ингээд аав гэдэг.
And he's not taking it.
Энэ ахгүй.
One year.
Нэг жил.
I'm standing here.
Би ингээд
5 years.
5 жил.
10 years.
10 жил.
Please take it.
Энийг аваач гэдэг.
And he doesn't take it.
Энэ ахгүй.
That is how Jesus has been waiting for us for so many years.
Jesus with the gift in the cup there.
Here, take it, it's free. Take it.
Энийг авах, энэ бол зүгээр бэлэг гэж.
I know. I waited 19 years before I took it.
Би өөрөө бол тэр энийг авахын тулд 19 жил үнэхээр.
Some of you waited longer than that.
Андрей зарим нэг нь юмс хийх үед.
But can you think how many people will wait outside your door with a gift for 19 years?
Андрей.
Outside your door.
Атанышны гадаа хүлээгээд 19 жил билег авахгүй байгаад.
If somebody comes to your door with a gift,
хин нэг ингэж билег
өгөх. And they knock.
Билег өгөх.
And say, I've come with a gift for you, please take it.
Энийг аваач гэж хүрээд үлээ.
They won't even stay 15 minutes.
15 мянга ч хүлээхгүй бол тэр.
If you don't want to open the door, go. I'll go and give it to somebody else.
Би хаасан онгойлохгүй бол би өөр нэг хүнд өгөх болно.
But Jesus has waited so many years.
Jesus маш олон жил байсан аа гэдэг.
You know why we don't get God's blessings? Because God is offering it to us, but we don't take it. So there are two parts to this salvation. There's God's part and my part. God's part is He offers it freely. What is your part? What do you have to do? You have to receive it. See, now he has to take it from me. Then that is faith. So you understood? What is by grace? By grace means what?
Grace is the new soft.
God offering us his gifts. Faith means what? Faith means my taking those gifts. Thank you, Lord. It's so simple. Some people think faith is such a difficult thing. Faith is not such a difficult thing. Supposing I give you a gift. If you have to buy it, it may be a difficult thing. But if it is given free,
if
I say this is free, is it difficult for you to take it? No, that's why we say salvation is very easy. Because it's a gift. It says here in verse 8. Now we understand that verse. By grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. You're not saved by your own ability, work or ability. It is the gift of God. And it is not, verse 9, it says, it is not a result of your works so that somebody should boast. That means you cannot get salvation by working. Supposing I have, what is the meaning of that? Supposing I have committed many sins in my life. And I say, Lord, I want my sins to be forgiven. And I say, okay, Lord, I will do a lot of work for you. Please forgive my sins. I will go to the meetings. I will pray. I will read the Bible. I will do a lot of good works. Please forgive my sins. Can your sins be forgiven by your good works? No. Because your sins are so great. Even if you work for, do good works for 1,000 years, even one sin cannot be forgiven. So God does not forgive your sin because you say, I'm living a good life. How does God forgive your sin? Because Jesus died and took the punishment for all your sin. You had a big debt to God and Jesus paid that debt so that you don't have to pay it anymore. Supposing you owed somebody 20 million
tugrits. 20
million. Oh, and you don't know how to pay it. And somebody comes and pays your debt. Then you're free. So we have committed more than 20 million sins against God. And when Jesus died on the cross, he paid that debt. Now I just receive it freely. Thank you. I don't have to work. It's free. I say, thank you, Lord, for dying for me.
тэгээд бид нэр эхлэлээрээ хүлээж аваад эсэнцээсээ талархлаа гэдэг.
Then I've laid the foundation.
Ангиснэрээ бид нэр яг тэр суурь
зөв. After laying the foundation,
суурь тавьсныхаа дараа,
what do you do next?
You bid nar yu ista.
What did they do in this building after laying the foundation?
Suri tavsni dara yu ista.
Did they stop there and go finish?
Suri tavchad yavad.
No. They started building the house.
Tashiga barch ikhildeg.
So we also, once we have repented and believed in Jesus, then we can start building our Christian life.
Тэгээ бид нар нэг л тэгээд гимшээд эртнэсээсээ дуустал авснаа авсныхаа дараа байшингаа барьж.
Then in our Christian life we have to do a lot of good works.
А тэснийхаа дараа нэг христийн амьдралаар амьдрахдаа бид нар маш олон сайн
зүйл. It says in verse 10.
Дараагаар зүйлийг хараа.
We have been created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
Бидний амьдралыг цэвэр ариун болгох сайн үйлс бүтээхийн тулд эртнэсэн гэсэн эзэн Иесус Христээр дамжуулан өөрийн болгож.
If you don't do good works in your Christian life, then you're like a man who's got no house, no real foundation.
Тэрвэл чи итгэгч болчихоо сайн зүйл хийхгүй байх юм бол зөвөр суурэ тавьчихад тэгээд заашингүй байшингаа барихгүй байх.
So in verse 9 it says no works for salvation.
Эсвэл бүгдийн эсвэл зүйл юу гэж хэлсэн гэхээр авралыг олохын тулд ямар ч ажил хийх.
But after we are saved, plenty of good works we have to do.
Тэгээд аврагдсныхаа дараа бид маш олон сайн зүйл хийх ёстой.
In fact, our whole life must be a life of good works for other people.
Яг ингэж аврагдсныхаа дараа бидний бүх амьдрал яг сайн зүйл хийх.
Because that is how Jesus lived.
Яг Иесус бол яг ийм амьдралаар.
See Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16.
Матай 5:16.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 16.
Матай 5:16.
It says here, let your light shine before men in such a way they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Хүн бүр та нарын амьдралыг харна. Тийм учраас ямар ч сайн үйлс хийж эртнэсэн эзэн эцгээ магтуулахын тулд энэ хорооны хүмүүс нь хэрхэн болж амьдрахгүй.
Now you know what is the biggest problem in Christianity today?
Гэний христийн дунд болж байгаа хамгийн том асуудал юу вэ гэж юм бэ?
The standard of life of many Christians is worse than the standard of life of people in the world.
Эдний итгэгчдийн амьдарч байгаа байдал бол энэ итгэдэггүй хүмүүсийн амьдралтай харьцуулахад тэрнээс ч долоон дараад.
That's a very bad testimony.
Энэ бол маш муу гэрчил.
The Christians fight over money more than the worldly people fight over money.
Итгэгчд одоо итгэдэггүй хүмүүсээс ч илүү заримдаа мөнгө.
Is that a good work or a bad work?
Энэ сэнд гэдэг юм уу?
That's a bad work.
Энэ бол маш муу зүйл.
That then I say that is not true Christianity.
Энэ бол жинхэнэ итгэгч хүмүүсийн зан
суурь. There is immorality among Christians.
Зарим итгэгчдийн дунд тийм захаа байдал.
So many sins in Christians' lives.
Маш олон гэмтэл зүйл байна.
And that proves that they were never really properly saved in the first place.
А энэ юу харуулж байна гэхээр энэ бол яг зөв гэж аврагдаагүй байна.
Christianity has become like a business now.
Тэгээ христ итгэдэг хүмүүс одоо ямар байдалд
орсон in everywhere, in every country it has become like a business.
Энэ хаач аль ч орнд энэ бизнес шиг болсон.
A lot of preachers and pastors are making a lot of money in the name of Jesus Christ.
Сургаан цаг маш олон хүмүүс Иесусийн нэрээр зүгээр л мөнгө хийдэг.
And that's a disgrace to Jesus Christ.
Энэ бол Иесусийн нэр.
Jesus Christ did not come here to help us to make money.
Мосол атнаа тэгээд Иесус
He did not come here to help us to make money.
Иесус энд ирэхдээ биднэрт мөнгө хийхийг зааж
өгсөн. He came here to help us to live a holy life.
Тэр бидэнд ариун шударгаар амьдрахыг зааж өгсөн.
So there must be good works in our life after we are born again.
Биднэрт дахин төрснөөс сүнсээр дахин төрснөөс дараа
сайн үйлс хийх. Christ comes into our heart.
Иесус бидний зүрх сэтгэл
He wants to take away the old nature we got from Adam.
Тэр бидний тэр Адамаас өвлж авсан тэр бүх муу муу.
And he wants to give us a new nature.
Тэр биднэрт шинэ тийм зан суртахуун өгөхийг хүсдэг.
Of God's nature.
Тэр бол ертөнцийн эзний зан.
So that we can overcome sin.
Тэр зан суртахууныг авснаар бид нар
please him in everything in our life.
Гин бурууг давж гарч ертөнцийн эзний тааралд нийцэн амьд.
You know that one day Jesus is coming back to this earth.
Чи Иесус хэзээ одоохоо дэлхийд буцаж ирнэ гэдэг.
And when he comes back, what is the first thing that he's going to do?
А ирээд тэр хамгийн түрүү юу хийх вэ?
The first thing he is going to do is to judge us and examine our whole life.
тэр ирээд хамгийн түрүүнд бидний амьдралыг шалгах болно.
And before he judges the unbelievers, he's going to judge the Christians.
Тэр итгэдэггүй хүмүүсийг шалгахаас өмнө эхлээд итгэдэг хүмүүстэйгээ.
He's going to first examine the lives of the Christians.
Христ итгэдэг хүмүүсийн амьдралыг эхлээд шалгана.
And he's going to examine whether we have lived according to his will.
Тэгээд тэр юг шалгах вэ гэхээр тэр яг эсэнсээ эсний үгийг дагаж амьдрсан уугүй юу гэдгийг шалгах болно.
He's going to examine whether we pleased him in what we did.
Тэгээд бид тэр юу хийсэн да тэр нь эсэнсээ эсний талд нийсэн уугүй юу гэдгийг.
So that's the thing that we must be careful about and remember.
А үүнийг бид болгоомж таарамш. Санаж явах ёстой.
One day Jesus will come back.
Нэг өдөр Иесус буцаж ирнэ.
And it's no use just trying to please each other that we are living a good life.
Бид нар зүгээр бие бинийгээ баясгаад сайхан амьдраад зэнийг үл тэр ямар ч хэрэггүй.
He's going to examine the secret things in our life.
Иесус бид нарын тэр хамгийн тэр гүнд байгаа тэр нууц зүйлийг
шалгах. Our private life.
Шудраг амьдрал.
The secret things that other friends of ours don't know.
Тэр бусад хүмүүсийг мэдгүй тэр зүйлийг бид.
That's what he's going to examine first.
Тэр бол хамгийн ихний шалгалт.
And if we fear God, we'll be more concerned about our secret life than what other people think about us.
Гэрээ бид нар ертөнцөө эзнес зөв имэдэг бол бид нар тэр хүмүүсийн мэдгүй тэр дотор байгаа нууц зүйлээ
шалгах. So every day we must live prepared to meet Jesus when he comes again.
Өдөр болгон бид нар Иесусыг буцаж ирэхэд ямар байх вэ?
He's going to come back very soon.
Тэр болхой буцаж ирнэ.
And we must be ready to meet him.
Бид нар түүнийг буцаж ирэхэд бэлэн байх ёстой.
And if there's anything in your life today which is not right with God, you must make it right now.
Хэрвээ чиний амьдралд Иесусыг буцаж ирэхэд нийцгүй зүйл байгаа бол үнийг
яг нэг thing in your life which is displeasing to God, you must set it right now.
Яг үнийг одоо ингэж зохицуулж тэр бүгд байдлаа.
Ask God to forgive you.
You
cheated somebody. Ask him to go and ask that person's forgiveness.
Тэрөө хин нэг залсан бол тэр хүн дээрээ очиод уучлалт гуйх ёстой.
That's right. Now while we are bowed in prayer,
биднийг хүлээр ярьж байх хооронд
ask God to search your heart.
Эснээс өөрийнхөө зүрх сэтгэлийг хайгаач гэж асууж.
And to show you anything in your life that must be set right.
Тэгээд буруу зүйл байгаа бол тэрийгээ засах, цуслаач гэж хэлээ.
Anything where you have to ask forgiveness from God or from man.
Ямар нэгэн зүйл эртнцээ эснээс уучлах уу? Эсвэл хүн хин нэгний гомдоосон зүйл.
And say, Lord, I'm going to do it.
Үрээ байгаа бол би үнийг засахыг хүсэж байна гэж хэлсэн зүйлээс.
I want to set it right.
Би үнийг засна гэж хэл.
I want to set everything right.
Би бүх зүйлийг засна гэж хэл.
If I have to ask anybody's forgiveness, help me, I'm going to ask that person's forgiveness.
Хэрвээ би хин нэгнээс уучлах хэрэгтэй бол би түүнийг хийнэ гэж.
If I have to return some money, please show me, help me, give me that money, help me to return it.
Хэрвээ би хин нэгнээс буруу зүйл буруу байдлаар мөнгө авсан бол тэрийг надад сануулж өгөөч би түүнийг буцааж өгье гэж.
Help me to please you, Lord.
Надад таны талд
нийцэх anything in my life that is wrong.
Миний амьдралд ямар нэг буруу зүйл байгаа бол харуулж
өгөөч. Show me anything in my past life that was wrong.
Миний өнгөрсөн амьдралд ямар нэг буруу зүйл байна.
And show me anything in my life that is sin. I want to hate it.
Хэрвээ миний амьдралд ямар нэг гэм байгаа бол би түүнийг
үгүй яах вэ? Please you from now on.
Донсклэ би таны талд нийцсэн амьдралаар амьдрахыг хүсэж
байна. Cleanse my heart in the blood of Jesus.
Миний зүрх сэтгэл оюун санааг
эртнээс. Help me to live a holy life.
Иесусээ ариун цусаар төлж өгөөч.
And to do good so that I can bless the people around me.
Сайн зүйл хийж өгөөч.
In Jesus name.
Ирээж өгөөч гэж би Иесусийн нэрээр.
Аамен.
Аамен.